Yuce thought for a moment, then finally shook her head.
I have no idea, she said. I couldn't begin to guess.
Luke studied her, searching her forsora for the bitter taste of a lie. All he found was the same cloying despair that he had been sensing all along.
But you're sure that's where they took Han? Leia asked, pointing at the holograph. To base prime?
It's where I assume they took Captain Solo, Yuce corrected. But it only makes sense. Base prime is the ideal place to hide from the Jedi. From anyone. Only a handful of beings know how to reach it. And I'm not one of them.
Luke knelt closer to the holograph, his heart starting to pound in excitement as he studied its dark surface. He and the others had already discussed the possibility that Ohali Sorok had actually found the Mortis monolith, as unbelievable as that seemed. And Yuce's description of its time dilation properties only made that more likely. But he didn't want to get his hopes up. Finding a legendary place like Mortis after only a year of searching seemed almost too easy. And there was still the question of why Ohali's astromech had referred to it as a space station instead of a monolith. He turned to Yuce. Who built that thing? He asked, trying to make the question sound sincere.
Was it the Krefs?
Yuce shook her head.
I doubt it, she said. I don't think they understand it very well themselves. At least, they didn't when I was there half a year ago. They were still trying to create a gate so they could go inside.
They were trying to go inside?
Luke asked, more worried than ever. Whatever the Krefs had found, Mortis or not, it was clearly a place of great power. And the thought of them experimenting with it, like some kind of corporate research project, chilled him to the bone.
How close were they to succeeding?
Close, I think, she said. But Savara Rain was trying to talk them out of it. I once heard her tell Marvitt that only a fool toys with power he can't even perceive.
At the mention of Savara's name, Luke glanced over to check on his son. He had already broken the news about Vestara's new role as the Krefs assassin, and now Ben's eyes had gone distant and cold. After a moment, Ben finally said,
Vestara is playing them. That's just what she does.
He paused, then added,
But right now her goals aren't as important to us as whether she's there alone.
Alone?
Yuce looked confused.
Of course she's not alone. There are the Mandalorians.
We're not talking about Mandalorians,
Tahiri interrupted.
Did there seem to be other people like Savara Rain around? Someone who could use the Force?
Yuce thought about it, then shook her head.
I'm not sure exactly what you're asking, she said. But the answer is no. There is no one like Savara Rain.